After a tense standoff with Rochester police, protests continue demanding justice for Daniel Prude, who suffocated in police custody in March. WXXI's James Brown has more.
After nearly 24 hours of protesting at City Hall, Rochester police had enough.
This is the Rochester Police Department. Employees and citizens need to access City Hall.
Protesters said Tuesday that they intended to occupy Rochester City Hall until their demands are met. Chief among those demands is Mayor Lovely Warren resigning for allegedly covering up Prude's death. He suffocated in police custody in March, dying a few days later. Demonstrators blocked off the street and all the entrances. They marked the building with red handprints and covered the doors with wanted signs for Warren, the officers involved in the incident, and other local officials. On Wednesday morning, Rochester police attempted to clear the street, arresting 16 people. Organizer Ashley Gant says people were sleeping at the time, and there were children present. A tense standoff followed. Police with clubs and riot gear appeared. It ended with conversations between police, Veritas Christi Minister Myra Brown, and Gant.
We're trying to work a compromise. Until I speak to the chief and the mayor, I'm going to ask you to just move your folks back just to the corner of Church and Kilmer.
Can you guys arrest the killers that killed Daniel
Prude?
Minutes later, Brown talked to Interim Police Chief Mark Simmons on the phone, and they came to a compromise. Police agreed to let the protests continue on the sidewalks after a cleanup. But Brown says the police's approach Wednesday shows how much they need to change.
We need redesign of this entire policing system and how it functions in a community, and particularly in our community, but not just ours. I think communities across America.
Protesters tell WXXI News that they did lose some things during the clearing. The agreement allows for protesting on the sidewalks as long as traffic and access for the building are not blocked. James Brown, WXXI News.